Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrek, BDENTREK. Hope you all had a great Thursday. Just 7 games on the docket, so not a whole lot going on, but some fun action nonetheless. I'll recap the day, get you ready for Friday, heading into Mother's Day weekend. So let's get cracking on this one. News and notes from Thursday. Eduardo Rodriguez got a little update from E-Rod and his injury. Some positive news. His recent imaging showed healing in the shoulder area for Eduardo Rodriguez, which means he's closer to beginning a throwing program, which is a plus. The D-backs said E-Rod is still a month or so away from returning, so we have a ways to go, but hopefully moving in the right direction. We got some more news, not positive, but we have news on Luis Rengifo, at least. They put him on the Angels put Rengifo on the IL on Thursday, retroactive to the 6th, so he's got 3 extra days on that 10-day IL with a viral infection. This does not seem great, but at least we know what's going on with him. The one of the beat reporters said he had a high fever that would not go away. Finally went away. Had some a rash breakout that got to his foot that turned into blisters. There's a whole lot going on, so he couldn't even run. We'll see how that heals up with Rengifo. It's a lot going on there. Hopefully he gets better soon for his sake, not just for our fantasy teams. A lot of moves for the Angels between Drury going on the IL yesterday, Rengifo going on the IL, and much more. First off, they traded for Luis Guillerme, originally from the Braves in this deal. The Braves get cash considerations for Guillerme. Guillerme started and played second base on Thursday for the Angels, whose offense is just ridiculous, with Cole Tucker playing third base and Willie Calhoun DH and hitting cleanup. There's a lot going on there. Now Luis Guillerme is in there as well. Anthony Rendon moved to the 60-day IL to make more roster space for this dreaded Angels team. They also added Nico Goodrum, who was DFA'd by the Rays. They added Nico Goodrum off waivers to add more quote-unquote depth to the Angels. And they called up Kieran Parris from AA to the squad. There's a lot of moving parts there. Kieran Parris was hitting less than 100 at AA. It's been a rough go for the Angels these days. Zach Short, who's been hopping from team to team, getting DFA'd from team to team. Well, the Red Sox recently DFA'd Zach Short, and on Thursday, the Braves traded for him for cash considerations. Zach Short will add infield depth to the Braves, who already have plenty of quality starters in their lineup. Jung-Hoo Lee of the San Francisco Giants was out of the lineup on Thursday. He's nursing a sore foot after fouling a ball off his foot on Wednesday. Jung-Hoo Lee is currently day-to-day. We'll wait and see how that one plays out. Some news that might have a bigger impact is Nick Ahmed. Ahmed left Thursday's game with discomfort in his left wrist. Ahmed said he's been feeling worse and worse in the wrist over the last few days, and that he's going to have some imaging done on Friday. Ahmed took a line drive off his wrist on April 27th, so yes, it was a while ago, but it's been a lingering issue with Ahmed, so we'll see what the imaging shows. If Ahmed is going to miss some time, Marco Luciano could get a shot to play some shortstop for the Giants. And Luciano's been hitting really well at AAA. In spring training, it was Luciano versus Ahmed. They went with Ahmed in the defense. And it's what the Giants need. They need the defense. Sadly, the Giants also need some offense right now. So Luciano could be a nice little spark plug if he gets the call. Paul Goldschmidt was held out of Thursday's lineup as he's getting some extra rest, they say, to help with his lingering slump. He was scheduled to miss Wednesday's game. Wednesday's game got rained out, so they gave him a second day off. We'll see what happens in St. Louis. Gavin Williams of the Cleveland Guardians was moved to the 60-day IL to make room for newly acquired right-handed pitcher Darren McCoffman, who they got from the Miami Marlins. Josh Spores of the Texas Rangers was placed on the IL with right rotator cuff strain. That sounds like more than a 15-day IL situation. The Rangers said they'll make a corresponding move on Friday. Robert Gasser of the Milwaukee Brewers is set to make his MLB debut on Friday. In 3 AAA starts, Gasser has allowed 7 runs over 12 innings with 17 strikeouts. Strikeouts are great. The control issues and the runs are not. We'll see where this goes for Gasser. The interesting question is Gasser filling in for Freddy Peralta, who is serving his 5-game suspension, or is Gasser here to stay for a while? To be determined. Nick Birdie of the New York Yankees was activated off the IL and will join the team on Friday. Birdie had a 1.42 ERA at AAA, and Ron Marinaccio will be sent back to AAA. Birdie adds bullpen depth to the Yankees. It's not just Paul Skenes who's joining the Pirates this weekend. Nick Gonzalez is going to get called up. He made his debut last season at a small cup of coffee with the Pirates, but it looks like the Pirates are going to call up Nick Gonzalez to join the team on Friday. Gonzalez is crushing it at AAA, hitting .358 with 14 doubles, 2 triples, and 4 home runs over 30 games. We'll see if he can give one of the worst offenses in all of baseball a little pick-me-up. Last but not least, Gio Urshela of the Detroit Tigers began his rehab assignment at AAA Toledo on Thursday. We may see Urshela back late this weekend or early next week. All right, before we take a peek at some of the highlights from the day and look ahead to Friday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Thursday. Darian Blanco, 2-for-2 with a home run, 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs, a walk, and 2 stolen bases. Twos were basically wild for Blanco of the Kansas City Royals as they put a 10 spot up on the Angels on Thursday. Blanco's interesting, though. He's a speed demon. He's hitting .300 on the year with 1 home run, 13 runs scored, and 10 stolen bases. He got the start in left field with a lefty on the mound, and MJ Melendez sat. MJ's hitting below .200 this season. So Blanco could turn into a platoon with Melendez, or they just find some regular at-bats for Blanco to get that speed every day in the lineup. Definitely something to monitor. In daily leagues, there's viability. You can take him in and out. In weekly leagues, if we see more playing time show up for Blanco, there's a lot to like with the speed profile he brings to the table. Jaime Candelario went 2-for-4 with a homer, 2 runs scored, and an RBI on Thursday. After a slow start to the year and then a forearm injury or an elbow injury for Candelario, he's heating up right now. Over Candelario's last 8 games, he's hitting .379 with 2 home runs, 4 runs scored, and 4 RBIs. John Singleton, this is like a feel-good story for, you know, a big-time prospect, got that early deal, had some issues with some drugs, kind of was kicked out of baseball for a little bit, blackballed, I guess. I don't know what the right word is. They brought him back. Now he's getting a shot, and he's producing. Singleton went 1-for-4 with a home run, a run scored, and 2 RBIs on Thursday night. And over Singleton's last 9 games, he's hitting .241 with 4 home runs, 7 runs scored, and 10 RBIs. Really cool stuff to see there for John Singleton. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Thursday. Not a lot of great pitching outside of like Pablo Lopez and the obvious guys. I try not to give you all the obvious guys here. So I'm going to put some like interesting starts out there from Thursday. Slade Ciccone of the Arizona Diamondbacks went 5 1/3 innings, 1 run, 3 hits, 3 walks, 2 Ks in Great American Small Park. He only had 4 whiffs and an 18% CSW on 78 pitches. That kind of surprised me against the Reds team, which strikes out a lot, especially with Ciccone. We've seen him have good strikeout games and not, so it's kind of a weird one not to have one. But, okay, he survived 1 run and 5 1/3. You take it. The kind of take-home for me with Ciccone, and he's strictly a streamer. Nick will probably talk much more about what nickname he wants to give him. But Ciccone, in 3 of his 4 starts this year, it's been 3 earned runs or less. He's got 17 Ks and 21 1/3 innings. There is streaming viability with Slade. So just keep an eye on that going forward. Rennell Blanco is a popular name. He went 5 2/3, 2 earned, 4 hits. But I wanted to mention 4 walks with his 5 strikeouts. Blanco had 13 whiffs and a 23% CSW on 107 pitches in 5 2/3 innings pitched in Yankee Stadium. Blanco has made 7 starts this year. He has 4 wins, which is great. He has a 2.23 ERA, but a 4.22 xFIP. Trevor Williams doesn't have a 4.22 xFIP. So something to think about there. And Blanco has 41 Ks and 44 1/3 innings pitched. Like, Blanco's good, but there's like every start, you're starting to see a few more warts with Blanco that if you can trade him, I would be trading him. I would have traded him a while ago, but I'd still try to trade him if you can. You're not dropping him in non-trade leagues. You're going to ride this one out, but it just feels like there's a lot of bumpy roads ahead for Rennell Blanco. And then Michael Wacha, this is an interesting stat line. 6 innings, 2 earned, 3 hits, 5 walks from Wacha, and 6 Ks, 10 whiffs, 22% CSW on 103 pitches. I was watching most of that game, the last inning. I was on mute as I started my Bubba and the Bloom Thursday night stream like we do. Waka was dealing, and then it just went off the rails in the sixth inning for Waka. It's been a rough year for Waka. That kind of sums it all up for me. So I wanted to bring it out. Really good start. It might be more indicative on stream against this Angels lineup we said so bad, not so much that Waka figured it out type situation. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Only three saves out of seven games on Thursday. Paul Sewald picked up his first save of the year for the Arizona Diamondbacks. That is awesome. Josh Hader picked up his fourth for the Astros. Wasn't clean, though. It's a wild ride with Josh Hader every time out there. The Michael Kopech picked up his fourth save of the year, which is great to see. Read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a peek at Friday on the diamond. You got 15 games. You have a 12-game main DFS slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Some of the pitchers I'm liking on the slate, Ranger Suarez at the Miami Marlins, beautiful matchup there. Tanner Houck versus the Nats, beautiful matchup there. Garrett Crochet versus Cleveland, John Gray at Colorado, and Griffin Canning versus the Royals. I love John Gray, very affordable, great matchup versus the Rockies. Some bats I like, Texas versus Austin Gomber and Coors. Boston versus Patrick Corbin is so juicy. Tyler O'Neill, Ding Dong City right there. Chicago White Sox versus Carrasco, Philadelphia versus Trevor Rogers, Dodgers versus King, and many more. There's a lot of fun angles to target on the DFS streets. And some things I'm looking forward to on Friday, some fun games on tap. First off, you get Jared Jones going up against the Cubs in Pittsburgh. Anytime Jared Jones takes the bump, that's great. And then you got Paul Skeens on Saturday. So every two out of every five games, you got Jones, Skeens going back-to-back. That's going to be a thing of beauty. You got Taj Bradley returning from the IL to take on the Yankees at home in Tampa Bay. Bradley looked great in his two rehab starts. Looked really, really good. So curious to see what we get against this red-hot Yankees offense in the Trop. Joe Ryan going up against Yusei Kikuchi. His stat lines looked good, but it's been rough at times. And then you got Kikuchi doing Kikuchi things. But the Twins' bats are red-hot. So really curious. More red-hot versus right-handed pitching than lefty, but still curious to see where this goes. Robert Gasser making his debut against the lowly St. Louis Cardinals. That could be fun. Ranger Suarez versus Miami. Does Suarez keep the good times rolling? And then you get on the West Coast, you got Tyler Glass now taking on Michael King. You got that Dodgers-Padres rivalry. Dodgers bats are nuclear hot, but don't count out the Padres. 131 WRC plus versus righties, striking out less than 20% of the time versus righties over the last 30 days. Glass now is in a different level of righty. I get it. But still, a sneaky good Padres team these days. And King's been bad, so this is going to be a fun one between the Dodgers and the Padres. And then Brian Wu makes his season debut for the Mariners coming off the IL, taking on a heating-up Oakland Athletics team, a 113 WRC plus versus right-handed pitching over the last month. So not the cakewalk one would expect, as usual, facing the A's for Brian Wu and his return from the IL. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch podcast in the books. Before we head out of here, like usual, make sure y'all check out pitcherlist.com and you'll join up. Become a member, PL Plus, PL Pro. You won't regret it. Get you in the amazing Discord, talking all things baseball, fantasy baseball, and more. A lot of new tools coming down the pipeline like PLV Plus. You got all the awesome projections. The weekend's coming up. That means Fab's coming up. You'll get Nick's weekend Fab pitching pickup podcast, all that cool stuff. Tons of new stuff coming at you at pitcherlist.com, especially if you're a member at PL Plus and PL Pro. That'll do it, folks. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Any moms listening to the show, happy Mother's Day. Anybody else, make sure you give your mom some love on Sunday and have some fun with that. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys on Monday to recap Sunday on the diamond, the Mother's Day action on the diamond, and much, much more. But for now, this is your First Pitch podcast, Friday, May 10th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.